find out more, call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. 833-39-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump is formally recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Well, not everyone is happy about this, including Congressman Denny Heck of Washington. Take a listen.
I think it's going to both literally and figuratively blow up the peace process in the Middle East. We know it's a bad idea because every ally and friend we have is telling us it's a bad idea, but it's specifically a bad idea for two reasons. Number one, it's going to engender violence in the short term, and we've already had warnings to that effect. But the second and more important reason why this is a terrifically bad idea is it is tantamount to the United States getting up from the bargaining table and walking away.
All eyes were on Justice Anthony Kennedy yesterday at the Supreme Court argument, where the issue was whether a baker may refuse to bake a wedding cake based on his religious beliefs. That baker, Jack Phillips, reminds us once again why he did not bake the cake for the same-sex couple.
They were asking me to create a cake that would celebrate a view of marriage that goes against the core values of my faith.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Brian Storz is an Army and Air Force veteran. He owns a company called Flags of Valor, which employ lots of combat veterans, and they handcraft wooden American flags. Yesterday, Brian had the opportunity to visit the White House. He shares that experience.
The president was amazing. He was very patient. He came in. He spent about 5 minutes with us, talked to all of us individually, talked to our families. Very genuine. Then the press came in, and of course we were, shark attacked by the press, which is a great opportunity for us to see how that was. But just telling us about the tax reform bill and how it will impact us from, a small veteran company like myself all the way up to a big technology company like one of the other business owners that was there.
Senators traded accusations of negotiating on bad faith on immigration as Republicans put out their plan to protect the young undocumented immigrants. Republican Senator Tom Cotton said the Republicans do not want to be deporting anybody.
No one is eager to deport 690,000 illegal immigrants who are here mostly through no fault of their own. They were left in legal limbo by President Obama, and everyone wants to find a good, durable, long-term solution. But if we're going to give legal status to these illegal immigrants in their 20s and their 30s, we have to recognize there are going to be negative side effects.
And fast-burning wildfires continue to ravage Southern California. Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and acclaimed individuals, and where you hear their stories of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, today's guest is no stranger to our show. Since 1989, Alan Hassenfeld has been the chairman of one of America's most treasured brands, Hasbro Toys. Alan, welcome back to Legends of Success, my friend.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
Well, good to be here with you, too. I think it was, what, early 2006 when you were with us the last time?
Absolutely.
And I trust things are well and you're happy?
Things are well, and in the world of toys and children's entertainment, couldn't be happier.
Yeah, what a fun job you have. You know, actually, I got to clarify a little. You were chairman and CEO since 1989, and Alan, you made a transition. Tell us a little bit about that.
We transitioned in 2004, and Al Verrecchia, who had been with the company, I hate to tell say this publicly, a year longer than even I had been, became CEO, mm-hmm. and Al has just done an incredible job, not only in managing the company, but making sure that the ethical values that this company has always stood for has remained, ever present. So it's been a great move for me because it's given me a chance to spend some time fighting for issues for the toy industry and for kids around the world, because, all of the success that Hasbro has had over the years is because of kids and families. And in my own way and in our family's way, we believe that we still have a debt to repay. And so that's where I'm spending most of my time these days.
Fabulous. I believe Al Verrecchia is the first non-Hassenfeld family member to actually be the CEO, isn't he?
True, but we adopted him.
Like Mr. Potato Head, we'll talk about later. Or he adopted you. But I've got to ask you, was that difficult for you, Alan, to let go of the reins? I know Al's been there, 35, 40 years maybe?
Yeah, exactly. In a way, yes, and in a way, no. It was something that I thought was right because there was not going to be, another generation of Hassenfelds coming into the business. And the best time, to make changes like this is when you're still able to be a mentor and a teacher and to be able to be around to just watch over, certain of the issues that do come up. But it's worked out very, very well. In the beginning, I must say it was difficult, but I have found, a real good space that I, being an ambassador for the industry, that I'm very comfortable with.
Well, I will tell you, one of the greatest challenges of any CEO, whether it's private or public company, is letting go. And so, those who have done it and have done it successfully need to get the credit. And those are some of the things we look for in this program. Hey, Alan, talking about being an ambassador, and before we get into what's new at Hasbro, and we're going to talk about your top 10 list of toys. I wanted to ask you, I'm sure that just about every parent listening today has the same question on their mind. Are toys relatively safe again on the shelves of the retailers?
John, I'll probably go on out on a limb that because of the past recalls that everyone is aware of, I think it'll probably be the safest Christmas ever.
Wow.
And that's going out on a limb. You've got to remember, and your listeners have got to know that probably maybe as many as 30 million toys have been recalled, and that's of about 3 to 4 billion toys that are sold annually here.
Mm-hmm.
But many people, saw the issue of the lead recalls, but the lead recalls ended up not being as great as some of the other issues. We had the magnet issue, where magnets were dislodging from toys from a couple of companies. The GHB, or the date rape drug in the aqua beads, that was about 14% of the recalls, and I think lead was about 25%. But the important thing on the lead recalls, it really, you know, came about through maybe three or four companies. But of the 500 companies that are members of the TIA, of which Hasbro is one, most of those companies had systems in place that were able to detect if there ever was any lead. There is always going to be what we call trace elements, the 600 parts per million or less. But in general, you know, Hasbro's been fortunate. Our systems are good. And, you know, it's the same systems we've had in place for over 25 years. And lead, as everybody knows, has been banned, you know, except in trace heavy metal form, since 1978, I believe. But, you know, to the consumers out there, I'd say that I think it's a very safe, you know, toy season at this point. And one other misconception I should point out, which really is important to me. You know, whenever you see a recall right now, people, you know, the first word is recall of toy chests from China, recall of this from China. What everybody should understand is companies make products, not countries. And it's our responsibility that when we place orders or when we do the buying, that that's our design flaws or, you know, that have caused the trouble, not the Chinese by any stretch of the imagination.
Sure, I understand. I mean, I understand that, you know, America is really a free marketplace, and that's where the consumers drive for better products and lower prices. That's how the system works. But somewhere did somebody drop the ball somewhere along the chain of inspection, Alan? How did that actually happen?
You know, John, that's a tough one for me to answer because, you know, I do respect, you know, everyone in this industry. Remember, in the toy industry, number one, one injury is too many. And, you know, our job is to create play, imagination, fantasy, all those wonderful things with the toys we do. But we also are guardians of our greatest natural resource, which are our kids.
Sure.
And somewhere in this whole thing where you've had the lead and paint or you've had the magnets, somewhere someone has dropped the ball.
Sure.
Thank God it's not here.
I'm glad we have you with us, folks. If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Alan Hassenfeld, chairman of Hasbro Toy Company, and I'm John Resnick on Legends of Success. And one of the reasons I like to bring Alan on, Alan travels internationally on behalf of the ethical standards of the manufacturing of children's products. And, you know, no industry is ever going to be 100% clean. I was asking my wife, Billy, earlier today, how many times have we had recalls because of automobiles and things like that. It's going to happen. All we can do is the best we can do and then talk to leaders of industries such as Alan Hassenfeld and find out what the scoop is. So coming up, we're going to talk at this next segment here, what's new at Hasbro, how they've created really some of the most memorable brands. I want to find out what's the strategy in building a brand and being successful. All those things and more we'll find out from our friend Alan Hassenfeld. We're so glad to have him with us today. I'm John Resnick, and we thank you for being with us on Legends of Success. We'll be right back.
Have a question or comment about the show? We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us through our website, legendsofsuccess.com.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynovite and Lico Chops. It is omega-3 supplement on Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I've got my ground beef, the Dynovite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success, visiting with our friend Alan Hassenfeld, the chairman of Hasbro, one of America's most recognized brands for, more than a half a century. Hey, Alan, before we get into what's new at Hasbro and you give a nice snapshot overview of the company and the hot brands, I did want to ask you once more about the what you're doing and your involvement with the ethical standards of manufacturing, children's rights, human rights. Tell us a little about that, would you?
Well, for years there has been commentary about, the sweatshops in China and this and that. And it finally got to the point where the International Council of Toy Industries, which is 21 different worldwide associations, agreed to form a separate body called the ICTI CARE process. And we wrote a set of guidelines that we worked with the Chinese government on, and we now have an outside board which is made up of 5 senior people from the toy industry that are no longer active day-to-day, and then 5 from the corporate social responsibility area, 2 NGOs, and 2 from the ICTI board, to basically be the governing body of a process that would basically create one global standard, one standard, one world for the ethical manufacturing of toys. And today, we're very fortunate, and the only way you make something like this successful or work is you can't just have manufacturers saying yes to it, but you need manufacturers, you need the brands, and you need the retailers. And I'm happy to say, whether it's Walmart or Target or Argus or Woolworth in the UK, Tesco, Toys R Us, Disney, Hasbro, Mattel, were all part of this one group that's trying to create this one standard. We have auditors in place. The most important thing that we are trying to do is to capacity build for the workers in China. And when I say capacity build, you're certifying factories or getting factories to come up to compliance, no child labor, no political prisoners, certain working hours, making sure the factories are paying minimum wage, and if there's overtime, the overtime must be paid at the proper rates, and it's working, and the fascinating thing is we are working with the United Nations on this, in a number of other groups, and we're also working with many of what are called the NGOs. One of our partners that basically scolds us all the time, but is absolutely a great, you know, eyes on the ground, is China Labor Watch. Mr. Lee, who runs that, is sensational. We also work with SACOM in Hong Kong, which is students and academics against corporate misbehavior. But we're meeting with them. We're learning from them how to do things better, how to create educational videos. So it's really become, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a very transparent but a wonderful human rights movement. We hope it'll become a model for other industries. But I must tell you, John, we're only a little baby that's crawling, sure. You know, or walking. We do have problems. There is some corruption in the auditing process. There are things that are going on that we don't like. But as we learn, you know, we take care of them. And as I say to everybody, human rights is an interesting thing. A lot of people talk about it. The one thing that the toy industry is doing is we're actually trying to do something to make a difference for people.
Well, that is important because there'd be nothing worse than making toys for children and having children slave laborers.
Absolutely.
You know, so that would be the most hypocritical. But I know that you, through my research, and actually visiting with you before, I know you travel the world. Since you went transition and you transferred the reins of CEO to Al Verrecchia and now just purely chairman and kind of like a diplomat around the world, that you spend a lot of time doing that. And hats off to you. We need that. The world is truly flat when it comes to cross-country markets, and we need to have better standards worldwide. But let me ask you, Alan, tell me about Hasbro today. Tell our listeners how big you've – I know you passed $3 billion in sales and revenues. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
And just tell us about your...
Oh, they did that 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's amazing. What are you up to, about 3.5 now?
Yeah, about 3.5 now.
3.5. What are your hottest brands today?
Well, the Fur Real brand continues to do wonderful. That's where we had the wonderful pony last year, Butterscotch, and S'mores this year. Mm-hmm. And we've got Squawker the parrot this year, who's sensational. And that whole animatronic area where you're creating lifelike animals that they get... Every day they become more real, and I wish I could tell you about next year's because it's the best ever. Transformers has been spectacular, and our chief operating officer, Brian Goldner, became the executive, you know, one of the executive producers of that movie, in working with both Michael Bay and Steven Spielberg in the combination of DreamWorks and Paramount. It absolutely was better than anything we ever dreamed of. The movie worked out beautifully. It's much bigger than we ever imagined.
Amazing. I wish that on you every year. But let me ask, before you move from Transformers, tell the listeners and tell me, I'm fascinated, how does a deal between Hasbro and Steven Spielberg come together? Who approached who? Because Transformers was out long before the film.
Well, I think that the Transformer brand actually came out in the mid-'80s. Mm-hmm. And Brian Goldner has a real passion for, you know, we're in an era, in a time where there are the boundaries that we all knew of what our businesses were have changed, and you've got to basically be willing to try a lot of new things. And it was Brian who really worked very hard a couple of years ago.
And who's Brian? Brian again, Alan?
Brian is our chief operating officer.
Oh, okay.
In making this happen. Mm-hmm. And Stephen has always wanted, you know, has always loved Transformers, and he got Michael Bay to do it. And we had great screenwriters, and it just, everything fell together. I mean, it was one of those happenings where, you know, both the people from the Hollywood side and the people from the Rhode Island side worked hand-to-hand in creating a wonderful fantasy movie.
And now, is this a joint venture kind of a deal? I don't want to get personal, get into your
world. No, and I can't go into the details on that, John. And I probably don't know anyway all of the nuances. But obviously, this being, you know, our own intellectual property,
sure,
makes a great deal of difference, huh, than when we do something with Star Wars in George,
sure,
because Star Wars is obviously George's intellectual property.
Absolutely. And that was another deal you put together, George meaning George Lucas. Everybody probably knows that. And that was another deal that came together. And these two gentlemen become friends of yours over the years.
Well, in Star Wars, I think, has surprised everybody. It seems to go from its own, you know, strength to strength.
Just amazing. Well, that's what you call, you know, multi-marketing, multi-branding. You alluded to it earlier, and this is so important for anybody in business these days. You can't remain stagnant. Yet, as Eli Brogue, we visited in Los Angeles, an incredible entrepreneur, has always said, he can't stand the status quo. You cannot remain stagnant in business, can you, Alan?
The minute that you remain in a status quo or you're not growing, someone is always trying to knock you off the top of the mountain. And the minute that you become complacent is the minute that you lose, I think, your edge. And look, at the end of the day, in all of these companies that are dealing in consumer products and really in the dot-com world, it's all about people. You know, we all talk about financial capital. The most important thing I think that we have here at Hasbro is our human capital.
Absolutely.
Our people are incredible. Some of them are a little bit magical.
Right.
And, you know, they all think that they're elves at times of Santa, and you have to rein them back in a little bit. But, no, it's a wonderful business.
Well, it's listen, you know, and folks, what Alan is alluding to and he's just actually describing is that in business today, you not only have to follow, you know, business steps that are conventional, but you must think out of the box. You've got to try something new. Don't let people tell you it's never been done. Anyone says it's never been done before, stay away from them. That's how you make great strides in business. When we get back, we'll find out some more of the wisdom from Alan Hassenfeld and what's new at Hasbro, truly one of America's iconic brands. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
And now, some legendary advice from the legends of success. Dan Cathy is the president of Chick-fil-A.
Is there a piece of advice, a single piece of advice you can give young entrepreneurs and students or someone in business right now who's having the toughest time of their life in business, but they realize they've got to carry on?
John, I would say go out there and find great mentors. There's, you know, regardless of where your business is, you know, whether it's a $1 million business that aspires to be a $5 million business or a $5 million business that aspires to be a $100 million business, go out there and spend time and hang out with people that are 5 years on down the road from you are. I think it greatly accelerates the whole learning curve. You can compress that learning curve and find, you know, four or five great people. Buy you a plane ticket, do some traveling, you know, spend some time on the telephone, especially if you can be there with them. When I spend time with people like that, it really inspires me, and it really accelerates my whole thinking process. There's so much for us to learn. And as I said earlier, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
To learn more about the legends, visit legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News.
My announcement today marks the beginning of a new approach to conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. In 1995, Congress adopted the Jerusalem Embassy Act, urging the federal government to relocate the American embassy to Jerusalem and to recognize that that city, and so importantly, is Israel's capital.
President Donald Trump earlier today as he said the United States will formally recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The president also talked about the peace process between the Israelis and Palestinians.
This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
As more and more Democrats call for Senator Al Franken to step down, he announced he will have an announcement at his office tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-1515. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
Now, back to the Legends of Success. Once again, here's John Resnick.
Alan Hassenfeld, the chairman of Hasbro Toys, is with us today. What a fascinating story on how a progressive, forward-thinking business not only adapts but tries to stay ahead of the curve. We just talked about his strategic alliance he built with George Lucas and the Star Wars products and most recently Steven Spielberg with Transformers. And you know, here's a man in a company, a family business for so many years that has created something that was never really done before. And so the film world and Hollywood and the manufacturer get together, and voila, you know, you've got yourself a whole brand new industry. What did it feel like getting into in the film industry, Alan?
It was about time we did. And what's even more exciting is Transformer 2 and one of my favorites, G.I. Joe, to the widescreen.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, G.I. Joe, aren't you the guy when you were a kid that told your father, Dad, that'll never work?
Do I have to say it publicly?
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I was questioning it, but G.I. Joe put me through college, so I better shut up.
Absolutely. Well, that was pretty. Well, that was progressive for its time, wasn't it? Because it was a boy's doll.
Yes, but we now, thank God, have changed the terminology to action figure.
Oh, pardon me. Well, let's go back a little bit. I alluded to a family-owned business. I know you did go public in the recent years, but go back to the beginning. Where does Hasbro come from? Tell me about your grandfather and uncles from the beginning.
Well, Hasbro actually started back in 1923. It was my grandfather and his two brothers, and they were what were called rag merchants. And what they did was they took the seconds and third from the textile mills. Remember, New England being very large because of the rivers and textile making. We took the seconds and thirds and made hat liners, and then we made pencil boxes, and then we made doctor kits from those, play doctor kits. Mm-hmm. And then in 1952, a little character called Mr. Potato Head came on the scene.
Who's the real chairman of the board? But before you get to 52, I understand some of those earlier years, Alan, there were struggles. You were rejected by lenders in the 40s, am I correct?
That goes even farther than me. No, I think even in the 60s, you know, it was a small business, and, you know, we needed to borrow money, and sometimes we could get it from the banks, and sometimes we had to go to other outside lenders. But thank God the end of the story is a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's go back to 50. I just wanted the listeners to understand, and especially some of our startup entrepreneurial friends, that it's not always peaches and cream. There were very tough times, you know, on and off for the Hassenfeld family, right?
John, there were very difficult times. I mean, where we didn't know how to rub, you know, two pennies together. But I think the one thing that has always stood us, whether it was my grandfather, whether it was my dad, whether it was me and my brother, whether it's Al, we've always remembered where we came from. And we never burnt any bridges, because sometimes people become very successful in what they do and think that they're, oh, God's creation. And I've got to tell you, the thing that I think that has made us what we are is there still is a family humility here, and knowing that we never want to go back, you know, to where, you know, from whence we came.
Oh, absolutely. And so you've kept the humility throughout the years, and we could get in a whole story on that alone. I don't want to get too deep into it, but I know how your grandparents and parents helped bring people over from the old country that were during the tough times of the rise in Germany and things. But that's a whole nother story. Alan, tell us about Mr. Potato Head. You transitioned from, like, pencil boxes, and they got into the toy business by making doctor kits out of the same box.
Absolutely, and then Potato Head came along and changed everybody's life.
How did it come along? What happened?
Well, Potato Head has always been trying to take over this company, but, you know, Santa Claus has had a little bit of a say in how far he goes. But, you know, you talk about, you know, the different iterations of Potato Head and his longevity. I mean, he's been used as the symbol for physical fitness in getting off the couch. He's been used by the League of Women Voters as their spokesman to get out the vote, really through kids trying to get their parents to get out and vote. And then there was the year that we got very cute, and it was probably 18, 20 years ago. We were doing one of these guerrilla marketing things. We decided to run Potato Head for mayor of Boise, Idaho. Mm. And as I remember the story, there were, I think, five candidates in the primary. And about a week before the election, we got a call that not only was Potato Head running a strong second, there was a good chance Potato Head was going to win the primary. And Mrs. Potato Head basically got to us and said, "It's enough with this already." So we pulled Mr. Potato Head from that election, and he hasn't forgiven any of us since.
That did get some serious press, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. Now is that a folklore, or that really happened?
That really happened.
I thought so.
It did happen. Yeah, it really did happen.
Unbelievable. So as the business started to grow, you did a lot of first. Am I correct that Mr. Potato Head was the first to be advertised on television as toys?
I think it really was the first one that an ad was run on TV, and then right behind it, I think Mattel did some stuff with Disney.
Mm-hmm. What was the greatest challenge after that? As a matter of fact, we're going to be coming up on a break here soon. I mean, as you look back so far, what block of years have been the most difficult and why?
Oh, I think each decade has its, you know, trials and tribulations. I think that, you know, one of the things that we're faced more and more with today is the saying of kids getting older, younger. You know, where you look at all of the innovation in technology, and kids really, in many cases, to pique their imagination, want to be, you know, like their older brothers and sisters or like their parents. So they want these technological devices. Mm-hmm. And the question is, you know, how to give the technology, but not to take away from the creativity and the imagination that is so important in toys.
And the youth also. These kids are growing up too quick, I think, sometimes. But
well,
let me got to take a quick break,
okay.
Alan. We'll continue with that. Folks, if you're just tuning in, so happy to have our friend Alan Hassenfeld back, the chairman of Hasbro. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. We responded to your calls and emails and now post each week's show for you to listen to free of charge at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. 2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle Campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than 2 decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle Campaign and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's red kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, continuing our discussion and our visit with Alan Hassenfeld, the chairman of Hasbro. What were your first jobs? What was it like coming into the business? And tell us what happened.
Actually, I was shipped overseas. I lived for about the first almost 8 years in the Far East in the early 60s. The toy industry began to migrate offshore from the United States, and then first moved to Japan, then moved to Taiwan and Korea. And when I came into the business It was really focused around Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And then in the early, late 80s, early 90s, it began to be moved from Hong Kong over to China. And, you know, there's been a real misconception that, you know, so many of the toys are made overseas in China and in the Far East. You know, it's taking jobs away. Those jobs left the country 35, 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's a myth that sometimes you see people talking about, and if someone doesn't correct the myth, it becomes reality. Well, and I want people to know what the real story is.
But your point's well taken. I know when I was a kid, you used to turn something over, it said made in Japan, it was a joke. People aren't laughing anymore.
And that's beginning to happen also, believe it or not, in China.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's always been an issue for every industry has been intellectual property protection.
Oh, boy.
Because in many cases, in the last decade, you saw the Chinese, in many cases, pirating that intellectual property. But one of the things in my discussions with the Chinese government that you're seeing more and more is that as they have more young entrepreneurs, they're now creating intellectual property.
Sure.
And they don't want their intellectual property copied. And the only way that's not going to happen is if they enforce other people's intellectual property. And, John, the only other thing in this human rights program that I am running,
sure.
It's not totally, and I should say this to be honest to everyone that's listening, it's not totally altruistic. Hasbro can only work in grade A factories, factories that are great in quality and great in design and people that we really, you know, feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot compete with sweatshops. And mostly it's the sweatshops that basically do the bad product and the copies. And those are things that through this program we will be weeding out, factories that don't want to basically comply to human rights norms.
I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We're back on Legends of Success, visiting with our friend Alan Hassenfeld, the chairman of Hasbro, one of America's most recognized brands for, more than a half a century. When I looked over all the lead paint recalls, I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you were nailed for any of that, were you?
No, Hasbro has not been involved in the lead recall situation at all. And I think a couple of reasons. Most of the things that people are talking about doing now, we have had in force for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I'm very proud of is, yes, I did start in the Far East, but probably of all that we buy in the Far East, probably 75-80% of it is bought from people that we have worked with for 25 or 30 years.
Right.
So they understand us and we understand them, and they understand that there cannot be. I mean, we do everything possible to make toys childproof. Now, you can't make it totally childproof, but you do your best.
Absolutely. Going back in the 80s, Alan, I mean, you joined after you graduated University of Pennsylvania, went around the world strengthening relationships. We're in the 1980s. Hasbro previously was mostly organic growth, I believe, and then you started to grow through acquisition. Am I correct?
Yes, we did. We were very fortunate in the 80s. We were able to buy Milton Bradley.
Sure.
And then a little bit later, we were able to buy Kenner, which was known for some wonderful products such as Play-Doh and Easy Bake Oven and Baby Alive. And they were the original people that did Star Wars. And we were able to buy Tonka. And along with that came Parker Brothers, which gave us the chance to own probably my favorite board game, Monopoly, and Clue. And so it's just been incredible fun. And then we bought Tiger, which had Furby.
Well, what about what I think is probably your number one selling game of all time, Scrabble, isn't it? Over 100 million of those?
I think Monopoly is actually larger.
Oh, really?
And Scrabble, we only have the North American rights to. Mattel actually has the rights in Europe and I think in South America to Scrabble.
When you went acquiring all these, I call it a great collection of brands, because you brand your product more than you brand the name Hasbro, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Okay, but when you went out, that there must have been some fierce competition, especially from people like Mattel. How were you able to acquire this? You couldn't have been the only one bidding or trying to buy these brands.
You know, whenever you acquire a company, what you do is you try, and whatever you pay for it, you go in realizing that, you know, the most important thing for the company and for the shareholders is, what are you going to do for them down the road?
Mm-hmm.
And can you grow a business?
Sure.
And there have been acquisitions that we've looked at where people have done a great job with a brand, and we don't think we necessarily bring anything to the table. And therefore, the payout might not be proper. In all of these, it just, you know, it's timing. It's being at the right place, being willing to take certain risks, measuring the risk versus the reward, but also having the vision, really believing you know what you're going to do with something. And once you acquire something, you have to move quickly.
Well, and you must have moved quickly. Again, you beat out the others. I can't imagine you're the only one trying to acquire those brands. So you must have some clever negotiating skills.
My people are brilliant.
Obviously. Something's gone right here along the way. In the 1980s, you lost your brother, okay? And he was credited with really, I believe, modernizing the business from what your dad – was your father a good mentor, and what did Stephen bring to the business that changed it?
My father was an incredible mentor, an incredible human being, and my only regret is when Dad died, we were about a $70-odd million company, and it was not a great year. We had lost $7 million, but no father ever set a better table for two sons to sit down to. His personality, his human skills, the way people thought of him opened up so many doors to us. My brother was brilliant, probably one of the most brilliant people the toy industry has ever seen, because he had both the administration, the administrative, the financial, and the marketing skills all wrapped into one. And like so many people here, absolutely loved this business. In any business that anyone goes into or enters into for a first job, find a company that's got an ethic, but find something that really gets your juices going, because you've got to have passion for what you do. And if you have passion for what you do, you'll always be successful.
I love it. And they're great words of wisdom. Before I forget, because I did promise our listeners, Alan, give me your top list of Christmas toys.
I got to be careful, because remember, all of these toys are my children.
I know. And we,
got one minute till we got to do this.
If I pick
one, I'm in trouble. Littlest Pet Shop is wonderful. My Little Pony is absolutely seeing an incredible resurgence. There are a couple. The fifth grader game is selling incredible quantities right now. But, you know, all in all, everything. You want to know something? Anything that basically arouses or piques a child's imagination and curiosity, because play is a child's work, and too many adults forget that once they were kids too.
Alan, what advice? We've got a lot of entrepreneurs, young students starting out in business. The best single piece of advice from the wisdom of being a business, what can you tell them?
Don't compromise your ethical values when you go to work, and find something that really piques your curiosity so you enjoy it. Because if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you won't be good to anybody.
Once again, I thank you, Alan. You've always been such a good guest and a great supporter to the show. Thank you for your friendship, and thank you on behalf of our listeners.
John, just a good holiday to everybody, and may it be a year of peace.
I also want to thank our team here at Legends of Success, Michael Parks, and each and every week, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. Most of all, folks, thank you for tuning in each week to Legends of Success. If you need me, please visit our website, legendsofsuccess.com. This has been Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.